This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
This episode is brought to you by PwC. When unprecedented times are all the time, it's time to start walking the talk. Leaders like you turn to PwC to see and stay ahead. Upskill your workforce, use intelligent automation, and transform big ideas into breakthrough reinvention. Explore the human-led, tech-powered solutions that help you reinvent. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at pwc.com.
This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 580, Money or Impact? By Margot Aaron of ThatSeemsImportant.com. And hey, I'm Dan, I'm your host, and I'm here every single day helping you to optimize your business life. And we love to hear from you about what content you'd like to hear on the show. So if you have any ideas for future shows, any topics you'd like me to cover, you can drop us a note at oldpodcast.com. That's the word old, O-L-D, podcast.com. But right now, let's jump right into our post for this Tuesday as we optimize your life. Money or Impact? By Margot Aaron of ThatSeemsImportant.com. Money or impact? Those are your choices. Allegedly. Allegedly, there's no middle ground. Allegedly, if you want to change the world, you should make money first and then use your money to make an impact. There are big advantages to having money first. You're less susceptible to making bad decisions for the money because you already have it. You can hire better talent because you can afford them. And most importantly, you can focus on issues that there are no financial incentives to fix, like diseases drug companies ignore because they're a bad market. Money also leads to status and power, which is useful for impact. People with status and power are often called a big deal. Go to any fundraiser in any city in America, and people will be whispering about which table is the big deal table, or which keynote is the big deal speaker. Big deal is a euphemism for people with access to wealth, power, status, and influence. Big deal people can have a big deal impact. Ergo, money is extremely useful for impact. And money comes from work, or inheritance, but that inherited money still came from someone who worked. In America, maybe not in England. Today, we are all seeking meaningful work. Meaningful work that matters, which is a completely modern-day invention. Work was not designed to be fulfilling or meaningful. Work, in its inception, wasn't a thing you did for money either. You did it for survival. Go back far enough, and humans were quote-unquote working fields, hunting, fishing, foraging. Fast forward a few centuries, and you get work beyond subsistence living, but still subsistence living, like being a mason or carpenter or blacksmith. You had a craft, a trade, a skill. You brought your family into it. It still wasn't a question of fulfillment or meaning. It was a question of survival. Work as something you trade for money is very new. And then acquiring and saving that money to allow for upward mobility and the acquisition of status and wealth and power, that is very new. 20th century new. Just like caring about your employees is 20th century new. Before then, you exploited humans like it was NBD. Need I remind you that slaves were still a thing in the 1800s, which is not that long ago. As each decade passes, we get incrementally better at figuring out how to be better humans when it comes to work. We adjust. Traditionalists 100 years ago would have scoffed at your entrepreneurial dreams. Upward mobility was still new as a concept. Your parents and grandparents and friends would have told you your dream was futile, and they were mostly right. If you were anything but a white dude, there were laws preventing you from access to wealth and power, no matter what Napoleon Hill said. And even if you were a white dude, but an uneducated and poor one, you were also a creek without a paddle, especially since you probably couldn't read. Literacy is one of those modern-day quote-unquote entitlements. The men who did succeed didn't set a very good precedent. They established monopolies, exploited their people, and neglected their families as they pursued the American dream. But they delivered on the definition of a successful company I learned in my one class at Columbia Business School during grad school. A successful company is one that maximizes shareholder value. I thought a company was an entity that produced goods or services for people to buy. Like, I thought TCBY's job was to produce good yogurt. I was wrong. TCBY's job was to make a profit. Doesn't really matter how. If you're sensing there's something wrong with that premise, you are correct. But we're not there yet. We're talking about the men who succeeded at business because they got lots of returns for their shareholders. And unlike kings and queens who didn't really GAF about doing good, these self-made men cared about optics. And in our culture, giving back is good optics. It also increases your status if you do it in a way people can see, like donating a large amount of money to a school or foundation, which is part of where we get the impact after wealth axiom. You become a billionaire first, then you make your impact. Is the pursuit of wealth at all costs worth the impact? Is this just another Machiavellian argument for the ends justifying the means? Is this how capitalism has to work? I have no idea. I'm not an economist. But, hold on, I need to change my outfit for this portion of the performance. I think that when we start pitting impact and wealth against each other, all the good people with a strong moral compass and ethical backbone default to the impact side, which is problematic because it leads to tribalism, the bad bifurcating kind of tribalism, like money versus impact, do good versus do bad, evil greed versus benevolence. It pits things against each other that aren't actually mutually exclusive. It's also intellectually lazy, but more importantly, it's a waste of time. Pitting wealth and impact against each other is a waste of time. The debate is taking up your energy when the work should be taking up your energy, whether it's dedication to your craft or your acquisition of wealth, or more likely to both because you're a human being and nothing is so black and white. Of course you need to acquire wealth. And of course you want impact. You're a human being. You want meaning and fulfillment and money and power. You want all the things. What we should be talking about that we aren't is how you define wealth and impact. What does it mean to be rich? What does it look like to have impact? Your version, not the one you see on television. Is impact more quality time with your kids or SpaceX? Is wealth the ability to host Thanksgiving for the entire family without blinking at the cost, or is it a $20 million endowment to your alma mater? The supposition that there's a right answer to this is absolutely bananas. There's your answer. That's it. Work was not set up to answer the question of fulfillment, but like most things set up by the circumstances of their time, work should be reevaluated. Whether we like it or not, agree with it or not, we live in a capitalist country, so you do need to contend with questions of money. But you're not morally superior for avoiding it or morally bankrupt for pursuing it. Enough with this black and white thinking. If you're wondering how to make a difference and make money, go back to what a difference means. Because you are already making a difference, but probably not in the way you think you're supposed to be. Which is why we need to start with you defining what you think you're supposed to be doing. That's a good place to start to figure out what you actually want. Work was not designed to answer these questions, but it was also not designed to support the biology of women or provide healthcare and benefits to people, so it's fungible. We are ready for the next iteration of work, where we don't diminish our desire for meaning and fulfillment, where impact and money aren't mutually exclusive, where we redefine what it means to be successful in business, hat tip, small giants, and in life. You want an audience and influence, you also have to be after fame. You want impact at scale? You need money. You want to change the world? You need to define that change. These things are not mutually exclusive. They work together. Our job is to figure out how. You just listened to the post titled Money or Impact by Margot Aaron of ThatSeemsImportant.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And big thanks to Margot Aaron, and you can come by thatseemsimportant.com to read a lot more of her content. And if you're curious about where that site name came from, there's a nice little section on her About page that I'm going to share with you. She says, "I want you to start being honest about who you are and what you want, to stop judging yourself by other people's success metrics and start defining your own. In order to do that, we gotta shed the layers of BS you've acquired over the years and rewrite the invisible scripts that are running your life. If we have any hope of getting you to blend meaningful work and making money, we need to get through the muck of the emotional baggage we'd prefer to ignore. So we're going to talk about that, because that seems important." So there you have it, and again, that's thatseemsimportant.com to hear more from Margot Aaron. But that's gonna do it for another edition of Optimal Startup Daily. As always, thanks so much for being here, for listening all the way through, and I will see you right back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.